Wheeler ready, and the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And what a way to finish for Zach Wheeler tonight, his 10th strikeout of the night as he goes 8 scoreless innings.
What else is new? Zach Wheeler, dominant again last night. Finishes off an incredible month of June. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, live from Citizens Bank Park today. DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth. We got a lot going on this show today. So Devin Caney's going to join us at 11. I have a big question for her. I know you think she's going to give us a new word to learn this week. But I have a question for her, for you, for everyone out there that had Zach Wheeler lower than I would say 2 or 3 on their list.
Oh, now you peacock.
Yeah, well, are you ready to change your list? The top 11 was a couple weeks ago, Hugh. And where did you have Zach Wheeler, 8 or 9?
He was 9.
9 on your list. Not 9. Mm. 9 on your list here, Hugh Douglas, okay? And he went out there last night and dominated again, which he always does. We're watching one of the great pitchers in Phillies history. In fact, Hugh, I'm willing to go to a place that I've thought about but I haven't said. He's the best Phillies pitcher I've ever seen for an extended period. No, I'm serious. He's the best Phillies pitcher I've ever watched.
Okay.
So, look, Roy Halladay's 2 years when he first got here were brilliant, and I don't know if anyone will ever pitch that well for 2 years. You know, Cole Hamels had a great decade here in Philadelphia.
Yes, he did.
Curt Schilling was the first great Phillies pitcher I remember watching. Obviously, I didn't see Steve Carlton pitch, right? That's kind of a line of demarcation. Maybe people older than me, they have that. I don't have that. I didn't get to watch Steve Carlton pitch. I watched Curt Schilling. I watch Cole Hamels. I watch Roy Halladay. I watch Cliff Lee. Obviously, Aaron Nola has been very good. I've never seen a pitcher this good for this long as I've seen what Zach Wheeler has done. You look at some of his numbers now. They're better than Schilling's first 150 starts. He's done way more here than Roy Halladay was able to accomplish because his career ended, right? It fell off pretty quick at the end for Roy Halladay. He's better than Cole Hamels. He's the best Phillies pitcher I've ever seen. And I have someone sitting next to me that ranked him 9th on his top 11 list. Hugh, your reaction to what Wheeler's accomplishing here, I mean, really, it's remarkable. And it's kind of crazy that he's already put a cap and said in 2 years he's out, right? He's going to retire. Because
And he's going to look like he's going out on top.
He's pitching better than he ever has. I mean, he's had a lot of great years here, but this might be his best one. All his numbers across the board are remarkable. Are you ready? And if not ready, are you willing to consider moving and changing your top 11? Number 9? Guy's ridiculous.
Nah.
No. Okay.
I'm not.
Well,
we're
going to keep checking in.
I like Wheels, too. You know, Wheels, if you listen, man, you know I got love for you. But affect one game a week. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean,
Football players affect one game a week.
I'm just saying, but the physicality is a lot different. Yeah. I mean, we've had – you sound like Kyle when you say that because that's Kyle's go-to.
Well, it's true.
Practice every week, and you're being touched every day. Wheels gets 5 days off.
Mostly 4 or 5.
Okay, 5. And then he gets back out there.
And it's zeros.
And he has ice on his arm, and he's probably drinking like a pina colada or something. He's chilling for 3 days.
I hope he heard this because he's going to be offended by this.
Wheels, no disrespect, man. You know I got love for you.
Yeah, no,
I got love for you. But you are and you are a phenomenal pitcher. But you're still number 9 on the list, respectfully.
No, it's a ridiculous list.
I
want to call out not just you, but Devin will have to answer for her list coming up at 11. But, you know, when the full list came out, right, it was a combination of us at WIP and all the listeners who voted.
Yeah.
He was behind Jalen Hurts. And look, I'm not interested in a Jalen Hurts thing right now because I'm talking Phillies.
Well, you went there.
But he's not. No way he's ranked behind Jalen Hurts. He's a better player.
The show has just shifted. Be prepared.
Deep down, everyone that voted, you know the better player is Zach Wheeler. He is dominant.
That's what you're going with?
Yeah. Well, he's not. He's
Zach
dominant.
Wheeler's a hell of a pitcher. Fifth game.
Yes. And the quarterback affects
on point like all the time.
So there's a lot there. It hit me last night that he's pitched enough here that I could say comfortably he's the best Phillies pitcher I've ever watched pitch for an extended period of time. I know that Halladay was outrageous for 2 years, but to do this for 6 seasons. And there's never been a down year. Like I think his worst year right here is in the 3s. I mean, there's never been a down year for Zach Wheeler. And I think he's getting better with age. 215-592-9494. Buzz, where do you come down? Baseball guy Buzz, where do you come down on Wheeler? Is he the best Phillies pitcher you've ever seen?
Yeah, Wheeler's been great. And probably in my lifetime, going off what you said, I know Tom Kelly tweeted it last night, like, for the longevity that this guy has done it for, he is as dominant as I've ever seen. And just to refute what you were saying, because I hear you hear this a lot with anytime a pitcher's in the MVP race,
please,
or how do you rank them? Yeah, he might only pitch once every fifth day, but he impacts the game at least five times as much as any position player does. So his impact is still, like, as much as any player on the team. And he is the best Philly right now. He is one of the best. There's an argument for him being the best athlete in the city. I had him top three. I think he's incredible. Having him nine is insane. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Impact, with that argument right there, though, Buzz, Jalen impacts every game that he's out there on the field. And
sure, if you're comparing him to a quarterback, but so then you're saying
he only has impact, my bad, but he only has impact once every fifth game.
Sure,
that's
but
all.
But every game, he's taking you most of the time into the sixth or seventh inning.
He's winning you.
Games Jalen will hand the ball off 30 times.
Even with all that being said, as well as he pitches, if they don't hit it, don't matter. And especially with this team, because we've seen great outings by pitchers. Who had a great outing a couple weeks ago? Was it Ranger? Or was it Chris? Sanchez?
If the Eagles' defense allows 50 points, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, right. That's true. Right. If the defense gives up 50 points and Jalen plays well, he can still lose.
Yeah, but Jalen has the direct ability to say if the Eagles' defense did give up 50 points, kind of like they did in the Super Bowl. The quarterback had not in this Super Bowl, but the one before that. The quarterback has the ability to go out there and change the narrative, even if the defense isn't playing well. So he can affect both sides of the ball. If with that being said. He can affect both. If your defense is bad, he has to throw you back in the game. Wheels can't do that.
Well, no, I mean,
and if the Phillies' offense is bad, Wheeler can keep you in a nothing-nothing tie.
Well, which he did last week, basically, when they were in Houston. 215-592-9494.
All right, going to bat for his guy.
Well, I mean, it could be your guy, it could not be your guy. It's greatness we're watching right now. Where do you come down on Wheeler? We'll get back to the bright stuff, too. 215-592-9494. I'm curious, though, are you willing to say Wheeler's the best Phillies pitcher you've ever seen? I am. And I know we all have different criteria for how you kind of view that. And if you were able to watch Carlton, you have a different perspective than people who were not. But I think he's better than Schilling was here. I think he's better than Hamels was here. And for a career, I mean, he's blown past Roy Halladay. I mean, Roy Halladay didn't have as long here, obviously, as Wheeler has. And then the final year and a half of Halladay, he was falling off fast. You said it. We're not seeing any fall off from Wheeler. He's better now than he was when he first got here.
I feel like he's super competitive. He saw what Ranger did the other night, and he's like, yo, I got to go handle my business.
One up him.
He's like, what they say, hold my beer?
Yep.
Hold my beer. Or hold my pina colada because I've been off for 4 days.
Yeah, that's basically what he did.
What are you talking about? I'm just saying, hold my pina
colada. You don't respect pitchers.
Hold my double decaf mocha latte.
You don't
respect. Because I've been chilling for 4 days.
You don't respect excellence.
I've been in the hot tub and jacuzzi hanging out. Yeah. With my family.
Just like football players hang out all week and they go play on
Sunday. No, the grind is real every day.
The mental grind is real.
No, I'm just saying.
You got to prepare.
Well, I don't know about the young cats nowadays because they don't really practice. But back in my day when we wore those leather helmets, we was out there grinding every day.
So you're old.
Okay. And, you know, you got hands put on you every day. And every day they weren't healing hands. Sometimes it was a little physical out there.
Yeah.
It's different.
So you got beat up in practice, so Zach Wheeler has to suffer.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, I get it.
Yes, Zach, if you're listening, yes, that's why you're suffering.
Yeah.
Because I got beat up in practice every day. And you're chilling.
By the way, it's not only you.
With ice on your arm.
Yeah, it's not only you I'm annoyed at. So I have the full list from the top 11, the voting.
Okay, who you got?
Well, the listeners, when the votes came in, right, staff list and listener votes. The listeners had Bryce Harper ahead of Zach Wheeler. I mean, come on. Like at this point, Wheeler is clearly the more impactful player. Unfortunately, because Bryce Harper isn't the guy he was a little while ago. 215-592-9494. For your reaction to Wheeler, what he's accomplished, what he did last night. And Bryce Harper, do you expect Bryce to be Bryce the rest of the season? The Bryce Harper we're used to, you know, the typical Bryce Harper level. I'm not. Hugh is. Where do you come down? Let's go to Aaron, who's in San Diego. What's up, Aaron? Aaron, what's up, buddy?
You had to go there, Joe.
I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole with you.
Mm-hmm. All I'm going to say is you want Zach Wheeler higher on the list above the number one quarterback in the NFL? Win a championship, my friend. That's all you got to do. Then you can put him higher on the list.
Well, I mean, Zach Wheeler's dominated in October. We're going to blame a starting pitcher that can win a World Series all by themselves?
In the modern era, I think Zach Wheeler is the Phillies' best pitcher that they've ever had. Roy Halladay was a fantastic pitcher, but he wasn't with the Phillies for very long.
Well, he wasn't. And if you just look at the overall body of work, Wheeler's done more here than Halladay. I mean, obviously he doesn't have the perfect game and the no-hitter in the playoffs. Those are special moments. But just the years and time and starts, yeah, he's better. I mean, he's done more, clearly.
And I wanted to you insinuated something yesterday. And Hugh, is it true that a simple bottle of bourbon can get the enemy of the state in your good graces?
Tell the truth.
First of all,
tell the truth, Hugh.
It wasn't a simple bottle of bourbon. It was pretty good.
A good bottle of bourbon.
I mean, if you're gonna bring peace officers, you better come equipped.
Yeah, but like I
take wine now too. By the way, it's a good bottle.
What this does is it ruins the show, right?
It doesn't ruin.
It
the show.
It does because you can't be honest.
I'm honest about Cowboy Jim.
No, you're not.
I did. I said he was a bad person.
Say he's a loser.
He's not a loser. He's a bad person because he's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, see, now you're not being honest.
No, I'm saying he is a bad person because he's a Cowboys fan, but he's not a loser. He got good taste in bourbon.
It's kind of funny with Stewardess Jim. You know, it's kind of flattering when you get some flack from the other callers and stuff like that. It's kind of a badge of honor that I'm proud of. But, you know, Stewardess Jim is kind of like the little chihuahua that lives on everybody's block that's got that bulldog mouth that as soon as you take a step towards it, it runs away. You know, it's kind of comical listening to Stewardess Jim talks smack.
So we got Carl on Carl.
Yeah,
crime
well, that, yeah,
early,
it's starting. It's going to be one of those days. All right, Aaron, what are you thinking on Bryce? Are you expecting Bryce to be the Bryce we're used to?
Here's what I'm going to say about Bryce, is that unfortunately, watching Bryce reminds me of watching Tiger Woods in his decline. Oh, I think our expectations with Harper being the Harper of old have to be put in the back. You know, those days are over. You know, we need production from him. Not going to be home runs. Probably not going to be triples or doubles. He's probably just going to be a punch and Judy hitter this year. You know, with that wrist,
that
with that back
bad.
Issue.
That is a bad analogy.
He's got too violent of a swing.
This is what you said. You said moving runners.
But no,
you led people down this path.
No, I meant the punch and Judy analogy. But the analogy is sound until he gets healthy. He's not healthy yet.
But when is he going to get healthy if he's playing? Like, this
hopefully
is like magic.
Hopefully on the fly. He gets comfortable. Okay, put it like this, Joe.
It's going to work.
And you're a runner. You know how when you first initially start running, your knees are a little hurting and your back, you might be a little stiff. And as you progress through your run, you start to loosen up a little bit. Hopefully that's the case with Bryce Harper.
Yeah, but as I get older, it hurts more and more, and I run slower and slower.
Yeah, but you got to push through that. You know, as a runner, you got to fight through all of that. You got to fight through.
Yeah, but when you know he's not 25 anymore, though. That's part of this, right? He's in his 30s now. Go ahead, Aaron.
No, it's. I mean, it's just a fact of getting older, right? You know, when you're in your 20s and you stop working out, you go back to the gym in a month, you're back in shape. In your 30s, it might take you a month and a half. You're back in shape. In your 40s. It might take 2 months to get back in shape, maybe 3 months. When you're in your 50s, it ain't coming back. You just got to kind of do the grind and do the grind and do the grind.
You see
whatever
this.
Results that you can get.
Well, you do, and Aaron, we appreciate the phone. That was a direct shot at you.
No, he had me until he talked about getting back in shape. Because, like, look, when he said
50s.
Oh no, I'm still in shape. Yeah. I ain't worried about that. People see me. I ain't worried about that.
Yeah. Well, people do see you, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, you know, they see the shred.
Usually very nice things to say.
Not at all. They'll never say anything.
I don't
know
if – sorry, let's just recap the first hour of the show. You are not retracting having Zach Wheeler at number 9.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well,
do you remember who you had at number 8?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
Like, who were the few before him?
At number 8?
I'm going to have to look into that.
Was it Devontae? Was it Devontae or something?
Smith.
I missed somebody. My list was a little crazy because I know I had Sayshon Broccoli first, Jalen was second, Bryce was third.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
I think Jalen Carter was fourth. I had the list somewhere. Yeah,
a guy that we're considering the best Phillies pitcher we've ever seen. You have ninth because he's a pitcher. Right, you will find his list here. Mike found your list here. You had Zach Wheeler. You had Quinyon Mitchell at number 8.
Yeah, I did.
You had an answer for yourself today.
What you mean,
Quinyon Mitchell? After 1 year,
he played every game, and you never heard his name. That's pretty high. That's pretty impressive.
So every game, then let's just put Bryce's side on the list. Let's like what are we doing?
Let's no, put we're not putting Bryce.
Let's put Max
last year, Castellanos, he, Mr. 162.
Yeah.
He's number
Where's
one.
Castellanos on your list? They play, he plays every day?
No.
Oh, okay.
Castellanos didn't make the list. Mm. I mean, I put impactful people on there. Like Wheels made number nine. That's pretty good.
It's not very good.
You think Mitch, Quinyon Mitchell has a bigger impact on the Eagles than Wheeler on the Phillies?
You don't think Quinyon Mitchell had a bigger impact on the Phillies? I mean, on the Eagles Wheeler's had on the
No,
you
I don't
think so?
No.
Who won the Super Bowl?
The team.
Okay, who was on that team?
53 guys. 53 of them.
See, this is where there's a disconnect because
he plays a luxury position.
But I see Buzz is triggered. Buzz is
you
triggered.
You say these
hey,
things.
Hey, Buzz, live your truth,
when,
Buzz.
When
but
you're a shock jock like you are.
What do you mean shock jock?
Well, he's referencing.
Live your truth,
he's
Buzz.
He's referencing luxury.
But the bottom line is this. When you talk about impactful rookies, you cannot dispute Quinyon Mitchell's impact on this team with the luxurious defense
that they had. Very nice season. This guy's the best pitcher that we maybe have ever seen.
Which culminated in a championship. If anything, since Wills has been here, no disrespect, Wills.
Geez. He's one of the greatest big game pitchers of all time.
I'm not taking anything away from his legacy. But the Phillies are regressing. Like
not because
regressed.
Of him. Did you see what he did in the
game
one last
year? No,
he
did his thing. He did his thing.
Yeah, and they blew it on him.
He did his thing.
They didn't score. The bullpen blew it. They get the pitch again.
I'm just saying. Number nine, I think, is respectful.
It's not. It's a disrespectful ranking.
It's respectful.
It's a disrespectful ranking.
It's respectful.
All right, so we're going to keep checking in with you over the course of the show to see if you're ready to change your list because I can't believe.
I'm dug in.
Jake Elliott won the Super Bowl last year. Where's he?
I'm dug in. Buzz.
Mekhi Becton. Put him on the top.
No,
he was on the team?
No, I'm saying. I'm talking about impactful.
Yeah, sure.
Buzz. It's gonna be okay.
It's not gonna be okay.
It's gonna be. I triggered Buzz today.
I'm not sure what's got me more fired up this morning. That you won't move Wheeler on your list. That you're dug in on this, even though the guy has performed like one of the great pitchers in the history of the franchise, if not the best we've ever seen. Or the fact that with a straight face, in the first segment, you said Bryce Harper could move runners as if that's going to make any of us feel better.
You know what the best part about that is? It was some baseball purists out there that as soon as that came out of my mouth, they probably threw their radio across the room and said, I can't stand this
guy. You know why?
Guy.
Because here's what I think of.
But that's the truth.
He's the number three athlete in the city, according to some.
Yeah.
So he smooths runners over.
This isn't – again, I'm going to steal a line from you. Steal a line from you. No disrespect, okay? But when I think of moving runners, I think of Kevin Stocker and I think of Bryson Stott. That I want them to move the runner. I want Bryce Harper to drive the baseball over the wall.
I want him to do that too, Joe. But like we've all agreed, even Buzz, that 70% of Bryce Harper out there is better than nothing. And right now, that's what all we have until he gets comfortable in the new position that he's in.
Well, if that. Let's hear from Bryce again. We played it earlier in the show. If you missed it, Bryce Harper yesterday, when he came back, so he was activated yesterday from the injury. Listen to Bryce Harper in the dugout before the game talking about kind of the standstill he was at and why now to be activated from the injury list.
I didn't think I was going to take any other steps forward of feeling better or anything like that. I thought we were kind of at a standstill of it feeling the same the last couple of days, and you know, from BP to live and things like that kind of gave us the same result each day. So I thought today was a good one.
You know, that reminds me, you ever seen that movie where Jack Nicholson is like, and he says something about, what if this is good as it gets?
I think that's the name of the movie.
Yeah, good as it gets.
I mean,
it's as good as it gets, man, until the offseason. So you got to suck it up. You have to find ways to adjust and still be impactful in the game.
So I think what you just said there might be the reality. This might be as good as it gets with Bryce Harper this year. Right?
Yeah.
The Bryce he was in April and May, he didn't really play much in June because he won the Angel. Like the Bryce we saw in April and May might be the Bryce Harper we're getting this year. And that's like, is that good enough for the Phillies? I mean, it certainly.
It's going to have to be.
Well, or they're going to have to get a bigger bat to go with him.
Yeah, if they're going to have to get a compliment.
Yeah.
But right now, like I said, and I've been saying, 70% I'll take it until he figures out what he has to do to get healthy. Because I'm pretty sure that there were conversations being had weeks ago when Dombrowski came out and said that Bryce was okay.
Yeah, it was
it's
cleared.
On him.
Yeah.
That they probably had to sit down and have a real conversation with Bryce about where he was, and he probably went and talked to some experts and everything, and you know, probably fellowship with his wife and whatnot. Not trying to be funny. I'm so serious. Where he was and how he could fix this. And right now, there's no answer. There's no solution. So now he has to figure out how to adjust to whatever we're going to get with Bryce. But I think that he's a good enough athlete that he will. I don't think his story is written. I don't think it's done. You know, I know a lot of people might think that and whatever. I don't think he's done. Now, he might not have the power that he had before this year, but I think he can get it back.
Yeah, so you know what? You know what would make me feel better? And again, I don't know what he's feeling. I don't know if he could do it consistently. If he just turns on a ball and hits it into right field for a home run tonight, like it feels like it's been so long since we've seen the real power out of Bryce Harper.
Yeah,
like the other stuff you're talking about. You know, I'm sure he could. He's a good enough player that he'll hit at a decent average without power, right? He'll probably, no matter what, he's going to be decent. Mm-hmm. He'll walk enough where he's getting on base and helping the team in that way. But it's the impact hits that I'm just –
Yeah, it's those moments, those Bryce Harper moments. Because
yes.
Like I said, last night when he was at bat, I expected a home run.
We all do when he gets up.
Yeah, but that's not the case right now. But I was happy that he was out there.
Well, we are. I guess I wanted to be lied to yesterday. I wanted him to stand up there and say, I'm back. I feel good. I'm back. Let's go. And I didn't. I got the truth, and it was like, holy
but
moly.
But see, isn't it worse when he tell you, hey, if he'd have sat there and be like, hey, I'm great. I feel great. And did what he did. And then you're looking at him like, well, what? Well, you say you feel great. Why didn't you do what
no,
you
did? No, but it would have gave me a few days.
See, you gotta lower the bar so that when you exceed expectations, everybody be like, oh, man, he's on his way back. That's how you do that.
No, but I want to be lied to. Just like, why are you making this complicated on me? 215-592-94. Just lie. Just tell me you're back and healthy and we can move forward. But I heard him yesterday. I felt like we're not getting the real Bryce Harper. 215-592-9494. Do you expect Bryce to be the typical Bryce Harper now that he's back? I don't. I'm lowering my expectations for what to expect out of Bryce the rest of the season. Hughes still expects Bryce to be Bryce, but then he just throws in there and he'll move runners as if that's okay. As if that's.
I mean, that's what you got to do right now.
No.
If
Bryce Harper is turned into a Kevin Stocker, Bryson Stott, Mickey Morandini, Gene Segura move runners, then they have a serious hole in the middle of the lineup. 215-592-9494. We're live today from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park. We had a lot to do. All right, so Devin's going to join us coming up at 11 here. Devin also had Zach Wheeler very low on her list. I'm curious if she's willing to change that now. Hugh Douglas, of course, being steadfast. I need everyone's help today to get Hugh to change
steadfast.
Yeah, you
got to
change your mind on the Bryce on the Wheeler thing. You got to move him up your list. I mean, behind Quinyon Mitchell. I mean, it's behind the Jalen Hurts thing. We've debated a million times. It is a ridiculous list for Hugh Douglas.
Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, he's a corner on a defense with 10 other guys.
Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, he was a good player.
Did his job, though. He did his job.
To the level of the guy we watch on the mound.
Lights out. No, it's phenomenal because it's easy to see Wheeler's greatness because he's the only one on the mound at the time. I mean, I give you that.
Yeah,
no question
well,
about that.
Yeah, he's dominating.
But when you know the intricacies of the game.
Oh, I get it. This is the excuse for the list now. The intricacies.
No.
I get it.
I had to chuckle when I said it, though. I had to chuckle.
Everyone laughing. Is laughing with you. All right, 215-592-9494. Devin will join us coming up next. And we'll get to what happened yesterday on the afternoon show. It's got me rethinking my thought that Jack's still going to come back and win this. You got to hear what he said yesterday. Plus, a song has been written about Jack's meltdown. We'll play it for you. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard. Bryce Harper, are you expecting the typical Bryce now that he's back? I'm not. Hugh is. And Zach Wheeler, are you willing to say he's the best Phillies pitch you've ever seen? We'll discuss it all. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.